This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So over the last 24 hours, we have gotten, like, headlines galore on COVID. So we'll try to kind of break it down and give you guys some of the updates, and I'll try to keep my commentary a little bit to a minimum so we could get to it all. First thing out the gate is some experts are asking us to not blame young people for the COVID spikes. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently, every time there's a spike in COVID cases, people are like, oh, it's young people having a party. It's always easy for us older folks to kind of blame the young ones. Well, the young ones are having parties and, you know, they're spreading it. Maybe they are. But apparently a group of scientists are saying, well, you stop doing that because the young people will be like, well, you know, screw you guys. If you guys are going to hate us anyway, up yours. So even if we think the young people are messing with it and screwing up our COVID progress, to not blame them, I guess, you know, we got to kind of kid and glove, right? Be kind of nice. Because the young people are going to get mad. I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. Maybe it's because I'm really fatigued about all this. But, you know, really, if I'm sorry. I guess tell young people, you know what, it's not your fault, but maybe could you not have 100 people at your house getting drunk and kissing and spreading the virus. Okay, there's that. Okay, next, they are starting to investigate whether the coronavirus could have been man-made or could have been, they're investigating what the whistleblower said. Apparently there is a team that is going to look into it and investigate. I am sure, here we are 9 months later, that all the evidence of any sort of wrongdoing has already kind of been destroyed or blown up or set on fire, but there is going to be a team investigating to see if there is any truth to China manufacturing the virus, tinkering with the virus, letting free the virus. So whether that's going to be fruitful at all, or if we're going to get any sort of information that we could actually use a report on, is a whole other guess that I don't have, but at least somebody is going to be looking into it, okay? There's been a lot of discussion of kids with runny noses, okay? So kids are going back to school, they're going back to daycare in some settings, and the kids are going to start having the sniffles. Well, parents are completely freaked out right now, because if their kid comes home with sniffles, and their kid's not going to tolerate a really good, you know, rapid test or COVID test, now grown-ups and parents are going to have to be in isolation for 2 weeks at a time every time a kid comes home with sniffles. So some evidence is coming out saying not all sniffles are coronavirus. Well, duh. But the problem with coronavirus and COVID is if, you know, it could be a little baby virus. It could be, we just don't know. So much of COVID mimics so many other illnesses, because you got the cough, you got the sneezing, you got the sore throat, you got the body aches, you got the fatigue, you got the sometimes diarrhea, nausea, headaches. So any sort of cold could look like COVID. So I think we're going to have to come up with an approach on what we do when our kids come home with sneezing and sniffles. That's kind of one of the reasons why so many school districts are still doing distance learning. You know, it's not that the parents wanted their kids home. Lord knows. Being the kids, we're getting on each other's nerves. Do the dishes. I don't want to do the dishes. Why don't you do the dishes, Mom? Gosh, my kids have gotten really, really gutsy now with the way they talk to me. You know, because, you know, they're home. And they're like, you know, what are they going to do? I go, you leave. And they go, I'm not leaving. You leave. You know, I'm like, hey, you know what? I think I do want to leave, you know? I'm tired of seeing you in your underwear doing your online learning. But one of the reasons why many parents supported that is because the last thing they needed is it being public that the school had an outbreak, and now they have to be off work because their kid went to that school. So it's just easier for parents to be like, if their kid, you know, feels good or doesn't feel good, they could at least still go to work without publicly somebody thinking you have COVID. So it's a mess. So anyway, they're going to work on that. Dr. Fauci believes that we will have some sort of a vaccine by November and December. Okay. I think he played it safe, right? Because we have some people saying that we're going to have a vaccine before the election. Other people are saying we're going to have a vaccine by January. Others saying we're going to have a vaccine by third quarter 2021. Right. So what is the easiest way to do? Well, I think what he did is he did a mathematical equation. And I think Dr. Fauci said, you know what? Let me just pick January or November, December. But realize all these headlines could be true. Right? We might have an actual vaccine in a lab. We talked about this. That looks like it could work. We have all these companies already in their late stages. They might say, we got it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's out there. So if somebody says we have a vaccine, right, in our pharmaceutical company lab that is good to go, they're actually right. Then we technically have a vaccine. Doesn't mean we're using it, right? Same thing with January. If we're going to start vaccinating people by January, or Dr. Fauci thinks we will have vaccine capability by November, December, that means we will be able to vaccinate some people. It doesn't mean all people. In fact, a big question now is what happens to the poor countries? We're going to be, whoever designs the vaccine is going to feed their country first, of course, right? Now, and so, you know, they're making a vaccine, they're producing the vaccine, these countries are buying, they're pledging money, and then what happens to poor countries? And that are not developing the vaccine, and they have to sit and wait. Well, you know, some people say, well, you know, sorry, you lose. No, because if the poor countries don't get vaccine or virus control, it just spreads. So the next big debate is, how do we donate, and how many more doses do we need to produce? We have 328 million people. The COVID shot is going to have to be two shots, so which means we need about 650 million doses. I'm going to over, or 660 million. I want to overestimate because somebody always drops a vial, right? Or a refrigerator goes out. By the way, do we have enough refrigerator space? So if I were you, I would invest in refrigerators. I really would, because we're going to need storage space for all those vaccines. So we need companies to make, just for America, we're just one little country. Just for America, we're going to need about 660 million doses. All right? Who's making for all the other countries out there? Right? So that's going to be an issue. So we're going to talk about that. They are looking at the lineage of the virus and where it originated. And they think it originated in bats and pangolins, like anteaters. We're going to talk about that. Sorry, I'm trying to get through all the headlines and all the updates. So where are we at right now? We're still in the same boat, right? Still have Europe about to go on lockdown, but Vegas is about to open the bar, so we're going to talk about that next. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the reasons why things have been pretty kind of volatile, right, and a lot of... I think the stock market was a little bit crazy and a lot of headlines have been crazy is because we kind of have a little bit of a roller coaster going on right now. So in parts of America, we've had mask fatigue, shutdown fatigue. We've had people completely devastated by the shutdown and they are just running on fumes. And I keep bringing up that Die Hard 2 movie where the airplanes are going to land whether they have a runway or not, right? Or light on the runway. They're like, we just can't do this anymore. And so parts of America, more parts reopening back up. In the meantime, in Europe, I believe half of the European countries have had at least a 10% spike in cases, and Europe is now thinking about going back on lockdown. In fact, there's already, I believe, thousands of people and businesses and stuff going back on lockdown. Israel going back on lockdown. So here we have country going back on lockdown, our country trying to open up. And so in Vegas, I live in Las Vegas, and so I believe up in Reno and Washoe County, they were able to open up bars recently this last week. And then in Las Vegas, long awaited, we're going to get to reopen up our bars Sunday night at, I believe, midnight. All right. And somebody said 10:59 p.m. or that would be 11. But anyway, we get to open up Sunday night, not during Sunday night football, but we'll be ready for Monday night football. So I'm not exactly sure why it took Sunday. Maybe they wanted to give us one more weekend of maybe not spreading coronavirus. I'm not too sure. But the COVID-19 panel in Nevada has said that Las Vegas, right, one of the biggest cities, you know, in terms of our state, can reopen bars. So the question I have for you guys, okay, is should we reopen with the threat, and there will be a threat of reclosure? Is that better for business? Or should we not reopen and stay closed? Because whenever we do reopen and then have to close again, it's devastating as well. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the reason why I bring that up is I'm for the bars reopening, okay? Companies lost major money during the Golden Knights. Our Golden Knights were in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we didn't have any of the jubilations and celebrations, and even if we social distance, we didn't have viewing parties, and we didn't have it. And that just lost tons of venue. It also really affects, you know, people's our you know, support for the team. I mean, you know, some of us watched, but not everybody watched. So you had a lot of people that kind of disconnected from the whole hockey experience because it wasn't local. We really didn't do much local. And, okay, the Vegas Golden Knights is Vegas. I mean, we have a hockey team. We have a damn good hockey team. So after that cluster, my guess is the powers that be are going, wait a second, okay, the Raiders have a home game on Monday. You know, let's at least allow us to kind of gain some of that traction and gain, you know, some of that sort of revenue. However, on the flip side, we're having rallies, and it's a political season. And so there are some people kind of, you know, wondering if maybe it could be political in that, well, if, you know, Trump comes or Biden or whoever, and there's a rally and there's, you know, a spike in COVID cases, we could then blame the political candidate. And so, you know, unfortunately, with every decision, you just wonder how much politics are in play. If I had to guess what happened is, companies and businesses are like, we just can't do it anymore. Okay? Yeah, we were promised this was going to be over by June. It wasn't over by June. We're going to be going into October. We just can't do it anymore. Open us back up. However, while all this is going on, Europe has to relock down, right? And Israel's starting to relock down, and other countries are seeing spikes in cases. And we're coming into flu season. We're going to start coming into flu season and cough and cold season. So my question to you is it better to, shall we say, for Vegas, just open up, right? Let's just open up again, do social distancing, see whatever revenue we can make. And then if they force us to lock down again, we lock down. Or do we ride out the storm? Or do we stay closed down, hope that whatever spikes that are happening throughout the world don't affect us, and then reopen when we're good and ready? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if it's my political beliefs or my, you know, kind of hesitancy on believing a lot of the numbers that we've had, but I believe, was it Nashville? When we saw emails circulating where city officials, and I think it was Nashville, I have to double check, were looking at the COVID numbers, and they had bar closures, and they were finding that the spike in cases didn't really have to do that much with the bars, and they were kind of contemplating releasing the information and decided, maybe not, you know, this is not for public consumption. I start to get very, very wary and, you know, suspicious and skeptical about, you know, the veracity of the numbers and the gain or the political gain behind some of the numbers. And so for me, and I hate to say this as a doctor, I'm kind of the idea of, since we aren't really getting a lot of the true story and we are seeing devastation of our economy, to reopen, have the social distancing guidelines, all right, you know, make sure you know, masks in place and, you know, try not to have big crowds or whatever, but start reopening and then we take our chances. You know, as long as the hospitals aren't overwhelmed, as long as the ICUs aren't overwhelmed, as long as, you know, we're getting some, you know, truth in terms of what the true positivity rate is and not just positive cases, but how many cases are requiring hospitalization, I don't see the need to keep businesses closed. And I am begging for us to get accurate data on really how deadly this is, because we might not need to be really, you know, limiting 50% capacity or only allowing 50 people in a church or temple. That might have ended up, and it's a shame because I think we're going to probably find out that we didn't have to be so strict and companies didn't have to die, and I think the lawsuits are going to be enormous. You know, we were talking about professions that have been doing badly and then professions that have been doing okay. And apparently lawyers have been doing okay. Not the lawyers I've talked to. I mean, you know, less people driving, less car accidents, you know, maybe less lawsuits, less altercations. But no, I think the lawyers have been approached by tons of business owners, right? Tons of churches and temples and all that. I think the lawyers have been approached by so many businesses, and they're like, yeah, we do have a case. And I think the lawyers are probably some of the busiest people right now, even busier than doctors. So I wouldn't be surprised. There's probably going to be class action lawsuits. I don't know. And again, I don't blame 100% any of the city officials or government officials, because if they're being told that hospitals are overwhelmed and they're being told that it's COVID, they can only do so much. But what if our hospitals were overwhelmed because it was also flu or because it was also heart disease? So I'm concerned as a doctor, because we're supposed to be coming into a twindemic soon. And the twindemic is supposed to be a COVID and a flu, right? Pandemic together. And so I think businesses should be allowed to make whatever money they can. I think it's going to be inevitable that cases are going to rise. I think us locking down, and this is just my opinion, I think us staying on lockdown and trying to keep our heads covered or our heads in the sand or, you know, bunkering down or hiding under a table, right, you know, for fear of earthquake or nuclear disaster or whatever, I think we have to keep on living. I think we have spent way too long, right, you know, avoiding weddings and funerals, and we've just stopped life. We've just you know, they were talking about birth rates, and if birth rates went up because people had more sex, in fact, now they're saying it's kind of different. In fact, they're saying stillborns have risen because we've had women who have been pregnant that aren't going to the doctor. I mean, when is that data coming out where all these people that have medical issues are not going to the doctor? I got a call from a patient in New York, hasn't seen the doctor in months for his blood pressure, has just been getting refills over the phone. And I'm like, when has somebody checked your blood pressure? When has somebody checked your kidneys? When has somebody checked your eyes? You're on cholesterol medication. Has anybody checked your blood? And so when is that data going to come? So I'm going to be on the side, if I got to take this poll, and I know I'm a little biased, right, you know, because I'm a business owner, I'm a doctor, but my vote is open at least parts of us up. Let people start making some money again. Let them, you know, avoid going into complete bankruptcy, and then just, you know, make sure that we get some accurate data on what our hospital is being filled up for. By the way, have we made any new hospital beds? Have we planned on any new hospital facilities? If I was a city official in the United States, I would be already having plan B, C, D on where we are going to put flu patients. Every winter, guys, we have people in the hallways. I mean, there's always people on gurneys in the hallway every winter for flu. That just, it just happens because flu overwhelms us. So do we have any extra plans on more hospital beds or ICU units or whatever? So that's my vote. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, but I want to hear from you.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election has cast an immediate spotlight on the crucial high court vacancy, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell quickly vowing to bring a vote to whomever President Donald Trump nominates. Democratic nominee Joe Biden vigorously disagreed, declaring that the voters should pick the president and then the president should pick the justice to consider. The impending clash over the vacant seat, when to fill it and with whom, is sure to significantly affect the stretch run of this presidential race, further stirring passions in a nation already reeling from the pandemic that has killed nearly 200,000 people, left millions unemployed, and heightened partisan tensions and anger. The president, in brief remarks to reporters after learning of Ginsburg's death, called her an amazing woman who led an amazing life. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump has announced billions in funding for Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory whose leadership the president has derided in the past as corrupt. Trump made the announcement in a White House news conference days after his Democratic rival Joe Biden introduced a new recovery plan. Asking why he's pushing for the aid package now so close to the election instead of a year ago, the president said, "We've been working on this for a long time and wanted to get it right." The National Hurricane Center, for only the second time in history, has resorted to using the Greek alphabet as hurricane names this season, after running out of traditional names in a year that continues to smash records. The Greek alphabet comes into play after 21 traditional names like Laura and Sally are used, starting with an A name and progressing through the alphabet as new storms form. The letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z are not used. Subtropical Storm Alpha came to life off the coast of Portugal just after the season's 21st storm, Tropical Storm Wilfred, formed earlier in the day. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whether your business gets to open or not, hopefully there's some relief measures, because if you're still stuck being closed or stuck being working at half capacity, you're bringing in no income. And I know some states and cities have certain grants that are out there where you could get $10,000 here, $10,000 there, and then a lot of people, if they're not within that county, they don't get it. And so they're kind of hoping on the federal government to be able to come up with something more than $10,000, because they're in trouble. And so the next stimulus package still has yet to be agreed upon. So there's a lot of debate on what's going to happen. Stimulus checks, unemployment benefits, etc. So CNBC.com does kind of predict that we are going to see unemployment benefits. They said that Trump said he would send jobless Americans a $400 weekly payment, but the states will have to come up with $100 of that expanded benefit. So people will get $300 a week through, unless the states chime in and give that extra $100. Montana, Kentucky, West Virginia will give the whole amount. So where that came from, and we talked about that, is if there are governors who are, let's say, keeping states still closed and people unemployed, now it causes them to have some skin in the game where then they have to spend more money on those unemployed. But if they open up businesses and allow people to work again, then they'll hopefully have less jobless benefits to pay. To qualify for the subsidy, you have to receive at least $100 a week in unemployment benefits from your state. And then beyond the federal boost, they said there's still supposed to be state unemployment benefits. So that's an extra boost. Remember, they were getting an extra $600 a week. This would now be an extra $400 a week. But the money has to still come from the state. So, when would workers get to see this money? We're not sure. But it would last, if it is passed, for 39 weeks or even longer. Stimulus checks. So there is supposed to be another round of stimulus checks. We don't know when. Trump did make an executive action taken in August, but I don't think people got the money yet. Evictions are supposed to be still banned within this next stimulus package. That is a whole other debate, which we've talked about, in terms of, well, you know, having people postpone their rent allows them to still live at home, but what is happening to the landlords? Well, the landlord relief is supposed to be in the form of, okay, well, if you have a government-backed mortgage, then you won't have to pay on your portion of the mortgage of that building or apartment complex. The problem is many landlords bought the property. Then this is basically their whole income, you know, living on the rent that their tenants pay. That's their job. A lot of people decided, you know what, when the housing market boomed in the Southwest, they'll buy a house. They paid it off. Now they can retire by collecting those extra, you know, $500 a month or whatever in rent that they're making, or $1,000 a month or whatever. So that's gone. So renters will have to sign a declaration form, give it to the landlords to make sure they're protected and to qualify. Individuals have to expect to earn less than $99,000 a year, or for couples, $198,000. So if you as a couple make close to $200,000, but not $200,000, you will be able to not get evicted. But it doesn't mean you don't owe on your rent. Tax cuts. So Trump had ordered a temporary cut to payroll taxes. The suspension of the 6.2 tax that employees pay is lasting till the end of the year. This applies to workers who earn no more than $4,000 per paycheck, per biweekly paycheck. But they say employers are not likely to give their workers larger paychecks and will continue to withhold the money, I guess, because, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, because it's on the employee. The problem is if the employee doesn't turn around and pay the taxes, then they get penalties. So there's been some debate on whether those with the payroll cut are actually seeing it themselves, or did they have to negotiate that with their employer to make sure that happened. So that's been obviously a debate, and many employees wanted to take advantage of that because Donald Trump said if he does get reelected, then all that extra payroll tax that they were going to have to pay gets wiped out. If he doesn't win, there's that chance that they are going to have to then pay it in total by next spring. A break from student loans. Trump's executive order has granted people with federal student loans a pause from their bills until January, and interest will not accrue. So it's been a deferral. Nothing's wiped out, but it's been a deferment. People have been debating whether it's constitutional or not. I just, with everything going on, there's a lot of debate on what's constitutional or not. But there is a payment break through December 31st, 2020. And so if you do have student loans, you might want to kind of take advantage of that. So what's happening with the Senate and the House, and where are they at? Well, CNET.com
has a couple possible scenarios of what they think is going on. So the current cutoff date to pass the stimulus bill is November 3rd. Well, why? Because we have the election. And the Senate is scheduled to break till after the election, following its current session. Now, its current session ends October 9th, so we're talking in 3 weeks, which means the Senate needs to get a move on. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the final day a bill has to pass. The House is prepared to postpone the start of its next break. They do go on a lot of breaks, don't they? And the House, originally scheduled for October 2nd, might still stay in session until a deal is reached. They said if negotiators close in on a deal, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell could compel the Senate to stay in session as well or come back early to vote on a proposal. Now, if you do have any senators or congressmen say, no, we had a vacation planned. That's the one thing. A lot of people really, still don't have travel plans because we still have a lot of shutdowns in place and travel restrictions in place. So I'm sure they'll be able to get out of that. So the dates above that they have in terms of when the Senate could vote and the House could vote, the president would then sign the next day. I mean, the president would have to be on call, which I'm sure he would be, to sign. So if the Senate votes on the 30th and the House votes on the 1st, the president would sign on the 2nd. The latest possible scenario would be October 23rd, the Senate votes, House votes on the 26th, President signs on the 27th. So Steve Mnuchin had suggested that the IRS could potentially start sending checks before November 3rd, which is why this, for the Republicans, this can't just pass before November 2nd. They needed to pass at least a week before, so then the IRS could start sending out money. I mean, it's very, very political, and I know people are going, thank God there's an election coming up, because otherwise we wouldn't get our money. So they said after breaking down in August, formal talks have yet to restart. Apparently the White House hinted it could go up to $15 trillion. The Democrats have come down from their $1.5 trillion. Democrats wanted a $3 trillion package. The Republicans had supported a $650 billion package, and it was accused of being skinny. Now, another option is Congress might turn around and pass focused, smaller bills, which is something I'm for and I think a lot of Americans are for. Why are there these big, huge bills like Obamacare was with all this extra stuff thrown in that has nothing to do with what people want? You know, if the issues at play right now is what's going to happen with the stimulus checks, what's going to happen with unemployment, what's going to happen with, landlords and landlord relief and tenant relief from evictions, what's going to happen with student loans. That doesn't have to be a 2,000-page bill, so can they come up with something smaller? So Washington said what they might do is pass a series of smaller bills, and hopefully that would work. Unfortunately, Pelosi has opposed smaller deals and wants to pass a big comprehensive bill. Well, again, and unfortunately, if politics are at play, why, get something done that, Trump can then tout before the election. So the Senate tried to deliver immediate relief to America's Family, Schools, and Small Business Act, but didn't have enough votes. So, unfortunately, we might be left with a third alternative where just Washington just doesn't get anything done. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Richard calling from Florida is on the line. Richard, how you doing, man? How's it going? Richard, you there? Oh, I think we lost him. Richard, can you hear us? Oh, we might have lost him. Let me know if you have him back. Okay, so apparently we are being told that the CDC has now switched its controversial guidance on coronavirus back to, nope, you could test if you're asymptomatic. I tell you, this is, you really can't make this stuff up. So apparently the CDC has now changed its guidance, going back to if you do have a, shall we say, an exposure, and you believe that you were exposed and you were exposed to somebody who might have been COVID positive, rather than a few weeks ago, nah, you don't need to get tested. They're going back, nope, definitely get tested. So, you know, this whole year has been a cluster of back and forth, right, on how we're approaching masks, how we're approaching the lockdowns, how we're approaching, you know, any of these controversies, the numbers, etc. And seeing the CDC flip-flop is just par for the course. And I know you probably wouldn't have been expected this, and it's, you know, it's a shame that it's happening, but I'm beyond shocked anymore, you know, and now there's some finger pointing, and there's a lot of blame on why the CDC flip-flopped. Apparently, this controversial update that the CDC had said that it had was either pressured by the administration or whatever. Either way, guys, I would just say when it comes to being exposed, you know, use your best judgment, all right? If you want to isolate, isolate. If you want to get tested, get tested, and talk to your doctor. If in doubt, talk to your doctor, because I think your medical provider knows you more, knows the community more. And I think they also use a lot more common sense. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Richard's calling from Florida. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Can you hear me now, doctor?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Good. What's going on?
Well, I did want to comment on kind of this segment that you have in this half hour. And, you know, you were talking about the government doing something and this is going to happen. The Democrats are blocking Republicans. And the last thing you said before the break is you said it's unfortunate and maybe that nothing's going to get done. And I thought, actually, it's very fortunate because the government doing something, you know, when the COVID showed up and we said the government's got to do something. All they did was screw everything up. And then you just mentioned right before how the CDC was like, well, you know, maybe we were wrong and maybe it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be. How about we just, the government just stop doing stuff?
You know, I don't think you're half wrong on that. Whenever the government gets involved, it just messes up. They've messed up healthcare. They've messed up the economy. I agree with that, Richard. Thank you, man. Thank you for calling in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, you know, case in point, we talk about the evictions and the eviction moratorium of tenants. On one end, you don't want to evict a family that can't pay. You don't want a family on the street. You don't want homelessness. But look at the problem that we are now going to see because of eviction moratoriums. And we are going to unfortunately see sequelae that acutely people might not buy it and be like, well, that's not as big a deal as people being homeless. And I get that. But we are going to have a housing market collapse like we've never seen because of eviction moratoriums. And he kind of makes a point. We need to be very, very thoughtful and meticulous about certain decisions we make. Otherwise, we're going to have the Obamacare fiasco. You know, I mean, you know, you have a small pond. You can't be throwing a big boulder into a small pond because those ripple effects are, you know, disastrous. And those ripple effects can unfortunately last for years, for decades. We will never recover from Obamacare. And I know a lot of you guys are fans of Obamacare. I'm not. I think Obamacare was one of the biggest disasters to our healthcare system. And everybody said, well, we needed it. We needed it. We didn't need that. We didn't need that. You know, so I'm a little bit more middle of the road. I think we do need some sort of government intervention, but being more libertarian than anything, I'd rather we have less government if possible. But what do you do when you have government closing people down? You know, when you have, you know, you need parts of the government on your side, because right now we have small businesses that are unfortunately just being pummeled by, you know, state officials and governors who are telling them they can't work. So when you have government interfere, now we're even more reliant on the governor or government. So I don't know how to go back in time, but unfortunately I think we are going to need Washington to do something now because government got involved, which was a disaster. And now we need government to kind of help us fix it because we're not allowed to fix it on our own. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what's going on with this whole, you know, where did coronavirus come from? Well, scientists think they know where coronavirus originated, all right? months into the pandemic, people are still trying to figure out, was it a bat? Was it somebody eating a bat? Was it a lab error? Was it a lab leak? Was it an intentional assault on the elder population of China? All these theories are going out. And a group of scientists from the U.S., China, and Europe have compared mutation patterns of SARS-CoV-2, which is, you know, the virus that causes COVID-19. And they've actually kind of created an evolutionary history of the related viruses. And they've discovered that the lineage responsible, yes, did come from bats. And a lot of us are like, well, no, duh. They've talked about that. So, but they also have said, they said collectively our analyses point to bats being the primary reservoir, while it is possible that pangolins or another hitherto undiscovered species, I've never used the word hitherto in any sentences or prose. They do. Well, that's also why my articles don't, you know, pop up on the Fox News page, probably. Maybe I need to stick a couple of hitherto's into my work. Anyway, they said, well, it is possible the pangolins or other hitherto undiscovered species may have acted as an intermediate host facilitating transmission to humans. Current evidence is consistent with the virus having evolved in bats, resulting in bat SARB coviruses that can replicate in the upper respiratory tract of both humans and pangolins. The novel coronavirus evolved from other bat viruses 40 to 70 years ago. They say the lineage giving rise to the SARS-CoV-2 has been circulating unnoticed in bats for decades. Now, this is a news release that was provided to Fox News, and the researchers said that the SARS-CoV-2 is similar genetically to the RATG13 coronavirus found in a sample of the Rhinolophus affinis horseshoe bat in 2013 in the Yunnan province, China, but it diverged from the RATG13 back, they say back, in 1969. So they say the ability to estimate divergence times after disentangling recombination histories is something we developed in this collaboration. Many lead to insights into the origins of many different viral pathogens. So basically what they did is when you, it's actually pretty easy to trace. I mean, it's not easy, but it doesn't take rocket scientists. When they see a pattern change of genetic and lineage and they see a change, you could kind of go back and go, oh, there we go. That's where it changed. That's where it diverged. Just like when you watch a game and your Monday morning quarterback, you're like, okay, there we go. Once that injury happened to the cornerback or the tight end, that's when things went wrong. So, you know, you can follow the patterns, and then you could go back. And so they said the novel coronavirus shares a trait with older members of its lineage. So they're not saying that this virus is what we saw in bats, per se, identically years ago. This is a new virus. This is new. It's a new strain. But they see where its daddy came from, okay? Or its mommy came from, basically. So they say the novel coronavirus shares a trait with older members of its lineage regarding the receptor binding domain on the spike protein, which allows it to bind with human receptor cells. Its receptor binding motif, important for specificity to human ACE2 receptors, appears to be an ancestral trait shared with bat viruses, but not one acquired recently via recombination. So basically they're reinforcing that, yes, this did come from bats. It was able to transmit to humans, and they're trying to come up with a timeline on when it happened. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.